Chapter 7. How I wrote my first rap. By my senior year of high school, I was a really committed Christian kid. I was on the football team, and I was also a member of the track team. And it was strange because rap had been kind of completely pushed out of the picture of my life. I mean, I'd written raps before I was a believer, but my last year of high school, I was just an excited young believer who was going on to do ministry. That's all that was really on my horizon. No rapping, no battles, no record deals, no tours, none of that. I'm about to graduate, and I had what was commonly referred to as senioritis. I was over school. I was completely unmotivated to do much of anything. I just wanted to graduate, get on with the next step, you know? So I decided to become a pole vaulter. This is my senior year. I had a really good friend from church who did it as well. Not coincidentally, he also really turned me on to Christian hip-hop as well. So because we're homies, I wanted to do what he did, which was very little. Pole vaulting was an easy way to get a third varsity letter without doing much work instead of running the half mile or the quarter mile, which I had participated in previously. It was an easy way for me to coast for the last couple months of school. And I found out very quickly I was a terrible pole vaulter, but honestly, I didn't care. My pole vaulter friends and I literally, we just sat around all day long. We could have ordered pizza if we wanted to. It was like the perfect situation. During preseason, we did this drill where we put the bar up as high as possible. We set it like 21 feet. The whole point of the drill was to lean back as far as you could and kick the bar off. It was meant to teach you to have good pole vaulting form. So it's my turn, and I'd been horrible up to that point. I went for it anyway. I leaned all the way back, but I completely missed the bar. I flew onto the pole vault pit, and the momentum of my back hitting the mat threw my knees into my face. So my shoulders hit, then my knees hit, then they hit my face, and the force of my knees hitting my face breaks my nose. I didn't realize I broke it at first. I just thought I had a bloody nose. I leaned over the pole vault pit and a water faucet of blood came out of my nose. Now I look at my friend, and he just recoils in horror. I reach up and I realize my nose is like halfway on the side of my face. So they usher me off to the clinic. I had to get surgery. The season was over before I even made it back. To this day, I still have a bump on my nose because it never healed correctly. And it probably changed the tone of my voice. The byproduct of the whole thing, I was stuck at home. I had a cast on my nose that looked like a gigantic oxy pad. I couldn't go back to school because I had to heal. So a couple days into this, I'm bored out of my mind. I had an instrumental side of a record to an old third bass song, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to write my story in a rap form. Boredom was the true stimulus for my first rap. I started writing, and it was pretty cool. I mean, I figured I would just show it to my friends one day, but never did I think I was going to become a rapper. About a month later, I'm about to graduate. I still couldn't run track or pole vault. I really didn't know what I was going to do after high school. I went to this camp where God did a major work in my life. I'd been holding on to tons of bitterness, hurt, and pain, and God took the whole weight of that in just one night. After that night, I went to this thing that was called an afterglow. It was basically a talent show. It was an opportunity to showcase something you were interested in or you just had a knack of doing. Everyone cheered each other on. I realized the only thing that I had that I could do was this rap I had memorized. So I'm outside the camp and I'm pacing. I'm totally nervous. I'm freaking out because I didn't even have a beat. What was I gonna do? So I said, forget it. Who cares? I walked back in and I told the crowd to start clapping their hands to make a beat. And I rapped to the hand clap beat. But I quickly realized I'd never written a chorus to my rap. The only thing I could come up with was like, throw your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care. I mean, it's a great idea, except it eliminated all the clapping. So I just destroyed the whole song before I even started. This is how my rap career was born. Everyone ran up to me with their minds blown. Everyone said, dude, I didn't know you could do that. And I had to acknowledge the power that hip-hop had to get people's attention. I thought about it. I decided to write a few more raps. Right after graduation, I decided, you know what? I'm going to go into a legitimate studio and I'm going to record them. For no other reason than just to say that I did it. If anything has ever defined my career, it's not that I've been the most talented, but I was always willing to try and fail. Where other people would have let fear stop them, I believe that God was big enough to provide. I also believe that God was big enough that if I missed the mark, he would put me back on track. I went in the studio, I recorded my first 4-song demo. My rap name was King J Mack. The album was titled Back from the Grave, and it was terrible, of course. But it was a starting point. It's the reason why I call myself KJ52 eventually. I realized I wasn't the most talented. I didn't have a lot to offer, but just like the 5 loaves and 2 fish, I gave Christ whatever I had. Here I am all these years later, and he has multiplied it. And it all started with a broken nose.